Finding a text to compete with a smartphone for a teenager's attention is a constant challenge. But that attention shift happens quickly when the story involves a 14-year-old patrolling the night in a police cruiser. Caleb Harlan is the only law this town has left after midnight. He's so small for the job, he sits on a phone book to see over the dashboard of the department's Ford LTD Crown Victoria. The setting is Princeton, Kentucky in 1985. A devastating new drug, crystal meth, is beginning to surface, hollowing out the community from the inside. In Princeton, the adults have created a vacuum of responsibility. Fear and complicity lead parents, teachers, and even the local police chief to turn a blind eye as the town begins to unravel. While the grown-ups look away, Caleb is the only one connecting the dots. He keeps a hidden folder of drug movements and meticulously documented crime scenes, because no one else is willing to acknowledge the sickness. Investigating a cartel alone as a child is a terrifying prospect. The danger becomes physical. The night Caleb discovers a Polaroid left on his cruiser, a message from the criminals proving they are watching him. Caleb's role as a child detective serves a larger purpose. It forces a confrontation with the cost of moral complacency, illustrating what happens when the adults in a society completely abdicate their duties. During the day, the dangerous night streets are replaced by the crowded, fluorescent-lit halls of Caleb's high school. But the social environment offers him no relief from his isolation. His peers mock his oversized uniform, and his teachers fail to notice his exhaustion. He is forced to carry the heavy, dangerous secrets of the town alone in his backpack. The isolation peaks during a midnight stakeout when Caleb watches a classmate from his own English period buying meth behind a gas station. This creates an impossible dilemma for Caleb. He must choose between being the officer who enforces the law or being the teenager who protects a peer. The weight Caleb carries mirrors the internal pressures many students face today. They frequently navigate adult-sized problems, from family instability to systemic failures, while still being treated and dismissed as children. Much like Caleb, modern youth are often expected to manage broken systems, while their perspectives are ignored by the very institutions meant to protect them. Caleb's struggle with a physical badge provides a literal validation of the isolated responsibility students feel in their own lives. The novel structure allows it to function as both a standalone thriller and a direct companion to the classic texts already established in the English curriculum. There is a direct textual connection to Kill a Mockingbird. In one pivotal classroom scene, a student slips Caleb a note reading, "Atticus needs backup." The book also mirrors The Outsiders. Caleb is gifted a copy of the novel with the words, "Stay Gold," written on the inside cover, marking a rare moment of connection in his life. The moral vacuum of 1985 Princeton provides a specific setting for students to analyze ethical dilemmas through a fictional lens. The novel presents specific scenarios for debating the drug epidemic, the ethical gray areas of law enforcement, and the consequences of civic complicity. By centering the story on a 14-year-old, the novel provides a contemporary entry point for the lone moral actor archetype found throughout the classic canon. Bringing new literature into a classroom often requires navigating tight department budgets and district purchasing approvals. To remove those barriers, the Young Cop novel, the original soundtrack, and the teaching guide are all provided for free under a Creative Commons license. The teaching guide includes pre-written discussion questions, thematic analysis, and direct curriculum connections to ensure teachers can implement the text immediately. Download the free guide today. Introduce Caleb Harlan to your students and bring a new level of debate to your classroom.